Bill told the story that back years previous to that, him and his mate were on this dance night, and he was friendly with a mounted policeman at Kangaroo Flat. And through the week, the policeman went out to Bill and he told him, he said, "Now, don't you run your dance on Saturday night, Bill, because," he said, "there's a flying gang coming up from Melbourne. They're going to go out and they're going to catch you running a dance on licensed premises. You see, you're going to get caught." So Bill said he thanked him, and all right. Saturday night, the dance went on as usual. Everybody lined up. There was no thought of cancelling. Everybody lined up, but when they got to the door, there was no doorkeeper there. Everybody in free of charge. And when I look back, I can think that Bill must have teed up with one or two about and put him in the know, because they started off the dance, and as usual, about the third dance or fourth dance would be the first set. And anybody in those days that could dance or wanted to dance, if they didn't get up in the first set, well, they wasn't classed as dancers at all, and everybody would get into the first set. So the MC got them all up. Then he went over and he got a hat and he made a bit of a speech then. "All right, ladies and gentlemen, and what about now something in the hat to pay for the musician?" And according to Bill, that no matter, he went across to the gentlemen, didn't go to the ladies, went to the gentlemen in the sets, and they were put their hands in their pockets and brought out 2 shillings, a shilling for themselves, a shilling for the ladies. And on going back on remembering Bill's story, that the first 2 or 3 men that put their 2 shillings in the hat must have held the 2 shillings up and dropped it in the hat for everybody else to see what they were putting in. So anyway, this chap went right around, and all those that was on the floor dancing, he collected 2 shillings off each man. That paid for the man, paid for the lady. He even caught the policeman. They were up in the dance and they had to pay. And then I take it, I'm not sure about this, but I take it that he went around the rest of the gents and collected 1 shilling or 2 shillings, whatever they were preferred to put in the hat. So anyway, when the dance finished, the police went up to Bill and they said, "We've got you, McGlashan. You're dancing on licensed premises, or you're running a dance or something, and you're on premises after hours. I forget what it was for now. Some offence, anyway." So Bill said they got a tape measure out, and they measured the distance between the hall and the hotel wall. And from memory, I think Bill said he had 3 or 4 inches to spare. He just got away with it.